Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And it's brought to you by Cookies Barbecue, award-winning sauces and seasonings. Our forecast for today, sunny and 70. Our low tonight should be 50. Clear skies tomorrow, 77. And Mike saying maybe 80 by Wednesday. Right now, 55 at WCCO. Sunshine, southeast winds at 3 miles an hour. Good morning, sunshine. 55 degrees at 8:30. I'm Steve Simpson. WCCO News, this hour's top story, story that's trending. President Trump back on Twitter this morning, assuring worried investors about the U.S.-China trade talks. This after the Dow tumbled over 600 points yesterday when Beijing pushed back with retaliatory tariffs. CBS's Ben Tracy with more from the White House, where the president wants to help struggling farmers.
President Trump says he plans to bail out farmers who've lost business because of the tariffs with about $15 billion of tariff revenue. That's the tax U.S. companies are paying to import many Chinese goods. This despite the president's repeated claim that the Chinese, not Americans, are paying the price for the trade war.
No one's winning. And clearly everybody is potentially going to lose and probably lose a lot more than they realize.
That is Brookings senior fellow Doug Redeker. As far as what else is being hurt on Wall Street, CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Intel gets 25% of their sales from China. 18% of Apple's revenues come from China. 5% for Caterpillar. Those three stocks alone are down 10% in the six trading sessions since President Trump started tweeting about the breakdown of the U.S.-China trade talks on Sunday, May 5th.
Right now, Wall Street up a little bit this morning as the opening bell just rang about a minute ago. We'll keep an eye on that. At least four people were killed when two sightseeing planes collided in midair over the open water in Alaska. 10 others were rescued. CBS's transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says the passengers were in the middle of a cruise on their way to Anchorage.
All 14 passengers aboard both planes were from the Royal Princess cruise ship in the middle of a seven-day trip headed to Anchorage. In a statement, the cruise line said, "We are deeply saddened to report this news, and our thoughts and prayers are with those who lost their lives and the families of those impacted by today's accident." Ketchikan is a popular stop along Alaska's cruise route, drawing sightseers with its spectacular scenery.
And NTSB officials are headed to Ketchikan this morning to delve into the investigation. The man accused of throwing a five-year-old boy from a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America will appear in court in about 90 minutes. For a pretrial hearing, 24-year-old Emmanuel Aranda is charged with attempted premeditated first-degree murder. Authorities say he told them he went to the mall on April 12th, quote, looking for someone to kill, and chose the boy at random. The boy we simply know as Landon plunged almost 40 feet, was seriously injured, but his family says he is getting better. Budget negotiations between the governor and state House and Senate leaders underway once again later today at the state capitol in St. Paul, but there are signs that the talks are beginning to stall a bit. At one point yesterday, the governor proposed a lowering of his gas tax proposal by about 4 cents. Republicans say they'll increase spending by $100 million with no tax increase. Democrats say that's irresponsible. In any event, Walz says the obvious, time is running out.
Do you want to get into a situation where you give an 800-page bill to people with the last 30 minutes and so they don't have time to read it? I've been operating that, as Senator Gazelka said, he says we need to be done by Wednesday to be in a regular order situation. I'm trying to get us there.
The session ends at midnight on Monday. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith opening up about her battle with depression. Smith says she has battled the depression in her college years, then again when she became a mother. She is opening up in hopes of bringing mental illness out of the shadows and in hopes of getting funding for mental health programs. She joined the Chad Hartman show yesterday.
I'm blessed to be a United States senator, so there's things that I can do here as a senator, not only to raise awareness of this and get people to think mental health is health. Our physical selves and our mental selves are completely the same thing, and we need to treat mental health care issues just as we do physical health care issues.
Smith is spearheading an effort to fund $1 billion in grants to help schools provide mental health services. WCCO News Time is 8:34. Coming up, Mike Max joins Dave Lee previewing the NBA draft tonight, the lottery. We'll see how the Timberwolves might fare in that. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Steve Simpson. WCCO.
Man, summer's just a few weeks away officially, but it feels like it this week. And I got to tell you, it's kind of a prompt for a lot of us to get ready now for all those fun outdoor activities that make life here in our great state amazing. Well, I'd call MetaFast Weight Control Centers right now and get 8 weeks free. Yeah, no kidding. Right now this morning, imagine how much weight you could lose in 8 weeks. I'd trust that team of experts. It's been helping Minnesotans lose weight and keep it off for 10 years. And it's your hometown, MetaFast Center. This limited-time offer will end soon. I'd call now, 1-855-RESULTS, or visit MetaFastMN.com and find out why you're seeing all of this great energy from people who have gone through the MetaFast Weight Control Center's plan and program and have just raved about it and become really kind of evangelists regarding the excitement and the passion that they feel for MetaFast. And you see that up close and personal. I've met a lot of folks that have done this, and through the years of coming here in the studios and elsewhere, I've got a lot of friends that have done this, and it is really fun to see those big smiles in their face, but especially at the end of summer. So call 855-RESULTS or visit MetaFastMN.com now. Get the 8 weeks free we're talking about, but make it this summer your best ever. 855-RESULTS, call now. Products not included. Please join MetaFast, too, for Client Appreciation Week, May 13th through May 18th at all 9 locations. So you want to enter to win prizes. So that just started yesterday. Sample delicious meals and snacks. MetaFastMN.com. What are you waiting for? You know, it's a Tuesday night, but there's a lot of music around town tonight. So, the Palace Theater, which is beautiful tonight in St. Paul, has Passion Pit there out of Massachusetts. So that should really sound great in that concert venue, I would think. Here in Minneapolis tonight, Howie Day. Remember Collide? Cedar Cultural Center. And then tonight, big night, big night over at Lee's Liquor Lounge.
Oh, I lied when I drank, and I drank a lot.
Yeah, Dale Watson doing it right, helping to close down Lee's Liquor Lounge. Is this the last night tonight, Jimmy, or is this just part of the final week?
I think it's either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay, but Dale.
But it's the final week.
Dale's there tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll have you moving about. 60 years they had over there at Lee's Liquor Lounge, right?
Yeah, it's right by the Twins Stadium.
By their last night.
We don't know what's going to happen to them next. We'll see.
Well, anyway, so end of an era for sure. Gas prices in town today, you're paying on average in the Twin Cities $2.73. As we check the forecast brought to you by Motorworks BMW, it's not much to it. Sunny, 70. Tonight, clear, 50. Tomorrow, sunny, about 77. And then Thursday, might hit the mid-80s. 55 right now. What a nice start. Sunshine, southeast winds at 3 WCCO. Twins lose last night to the Angels 5-4. They're playing again tonight. 6:40 is the start time. St. Louis beat San Jose in the NHL. Tonight, Boston's at Carolina. The NBA tonight, Portland at Golden State. And, Maxie, what a great night it was last night weather-wise out at the ballpark. But tonight, same darn thing, even a little better.
Yeah, tonight, tomorrow, I think they're all supposed to be pretty nice. And then they go out west after that, and then we should be, I hope, home free for the rest of summer and into September. But, yeah, beautiful night last night. And, you know, it was a fun game. The Twins got Lee Polanco hit. Boy, I tell you, he's got some pop in the bat for a shortstop. When they signed him in the spring training, I thought, boy, that's a little bit aggressive on the Twins' part because, you know, last year he sat out half the year with a suspension. And I thought, boy, that's pretty aggressive of them to give him a long-term contract like that. And right now, it looks like they got a bargain because this kid's he can really play and he can hit. You can hit for power to play shortstop and you got soft hands like he has. They've always loved his hands. You got some real staying power there. And he's a player. Gonzalez hit a big home run, no doubt as well, but he botched one in right field there on Mike Trout base hit that turned into a triple. And of course, when you lose by one run, that little stuff matters defensively.
Yeah, and Pujols dropped that ball, but I don't think they got hurt by it, did they?
No, they didn't, but that was just a pure popper. You know, that was an easy one. And Pujols really hasn't been what although I think the Angels have a different factor out there, a wow factor. So when they signed Pujols to the big money and Trout to the huge money, and you say, well, the statistics don't match that, and Trout's right at about 300 right now, 298, I think, something like that. But I think that owner has a different he's configuring that based on competing against the Dodgers, et cetera, and how many tickets can I sell and what will that do to my TV rights and all that stuff. So I think that they use a little bit different model out there, business model, when they sign these huge contracts. You know, they blew Torrey Hunter out of the water when he got his contract out there nowhere for $90 million, and he's done that a lot of times. But I think they do that as a, you know, in L.A., I think it's a different animal they compete against.
Boy, Barrios has pitched so well. He had a streak of 87 batters, Maxie, without a free pass until he gave up a couple in that first inning last night. Very unusual for him.
Yeah, he just labored. Every once in a while you see that where a pitcher will just labor to find their stuff, and you can't really you can't pinpoint it, and the only thing that matters is that it's an aberration and not a trend. And generally speaking, those top-of-the-rotation kind of guys come back even better from that. And that's how you become a top-of-the-rotation guy. That's the defining part. If you can come back from outings like that and pitch well the next time and not have extended streaks like that. I remember about Jack Morris that year in 91. Not all his starts were good. You know, he got beat up too, but he didn't go through a month where he didn't have a couple of good starts and kind of steady the ship. And that's how you become an ace, when they know, you know, it might get away from you just a little bit, but the thing is, how quickly can you come back from that? And now we'll see that with Barrios.
You know, a lot of conversation last night at the park, Maxie, when I was hanging around, a lot of questions about the MIAC. What in the world are they going to do? Are they making a decision? Who's making the call? What's going on? Have we heard anything out of that stuff?
Well, it's the president's call, and I'm not that I'm not in tight too much with the presidents over there. It's their call, and they have to make a decision. And based on what you saw in the emails that obtained on the Augsburg president, I didn't realize there were MIAC teams that were talking about leaving the MIAC. So they've got to make a decision and figure that out. And I don't know if it's going to be just enrollment based, or if they're going to say to St. Thomas, okay, you can be in the MIAC, but you can't have 10,000 students and the rest of us are competing against you. So I don't know if they're going to come up with some kind of a here's what it would take to stay or not. But, here's the thing. I mean, you know, in North Dakota, North Dakota State, North Dakota, all those schools went Division I at that one time. Everybody said that's going to ruin the NCC. Well, it didn't. The NCC is just fine, and those schools have thrived too. So my point being, whether they stay or go, they're going to have, everybody can still do well. And St. Thomas ends up in the NSIC. They'll be an interesting member there. But I don't know how this. I have no idea what they're using as a model for what constitutes whether or not St. Thomas gets to stay in the league or not. I'm really cloudy on what they're really looking for. You know, if St. Thomas wants to be a part of it, then they have to subscribe to this. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, it's pretty murky, that's for sure. Well, so no decision date that we know of at all on that. Let's talk about tonight, though. We got the NBA draft lottery in Chicago.
Yeah, is that at 7? Do they do that before the game? Is that what it is? I'm not even sure. But 3% chance that the Wolves get the number one pick. And, of course, you know, when it's Zion, it's pretty obvious when you got a clear number one like this, and everybody's talking about that. Two through 15 will sort themselves out during their draft workouts, and they've got the combine going on and everything else right now, and they're getting individual workouts. They're getting a good look at everybody. But when you got Zion at the top of the food chain, this is a monumental draft for somebody, because whoever ends up with that number one pick might be wrong. You never know, but this looks like a pretty sure thing. When you got a skill set like he has, and you don't see many come through that have what he has. And, you know, LeBron James, I was just talking to somebody who saw LeBron James' son playing over the weekend in Indianapolis in a tournament. They said he's about 6'6", so he doesn't have what LeBron has. He's a good player. But he's probably Division I point guard, but he's not, you know, if God doesn't give you 6'8", he doesn't give you 6'8". And Zion got the whole package, you know. And so this is, somebody's going to get a franchise turner, and somebody's going to sell a whole bunch of season tickets after tonight.
Yeah, I think the draft, the lottery thing's at 7, just before the tip-off at 8 tonight with the Portland Golden State game, I believe. So that
would make sense. You know, the Wolves have had, I mean, you know, for a long time we said they just don't get the luck of the draw. Well, they got two number one picks back-to-back years. Then they had to trade for Wiggins, who was the number one overall, and then they got, and obviously they got Karl Anthony Towns. So they've had their share, but it's not very often that you have a guy that looks like a program turner like this that comes out.
The Gopher women's softball team, one more time, actually, but they're going to be hosting this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there this afternoon and see them practice. They play North Dakota State, and Drake is in it. And it should be, you know, if it's good weather, it should be a festive atmosphere. The Gophers will have a good 1-2 punch there with Amber Fizer and Sydney Smith. So I remember watching in high school at Maple Grove. She was such a dominant pitcher, and then she went down to LSU and transferred back to her home state. And they got a real lift out of her being here. But they hit for power. This Maddie Houlihan from Bunnell is really good.
Yeah.
Good hitter, and they got a lot of them. So they're going to be able to compete number 7 seed overall, puts you in a good position for this first weekend. But, you know, the thing about softball is it's different than baseball. People haven't, you know, you can run that same pitcher out there, and if you got the right one and they're hot, you can walk right through a region.
Yeah. You know, back in the days when I played fast pitch, man, your pitchers, they could go forever.
Yep.
Know, with that motion.
And they get on a roll like that and look out, you know.
Yeah. They'll come after you after you hit a dinger. Now, I don't know the rules of the Big Ten as far as that, but you usually, if you hit a home run next time, you get a nice brushback pitch or worse.
And they can spot it, boy. Old Artie shot. When I played against him back in the day, and old Artie, man, he'd throw the riser, David, and he could throw it. And you didn't want to be in the – if Shifty had the riser on, you might as well not even bring a bat up there, you know?
That's your proverbial chin music right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Maxie, I'll see you around town today. Thanks a million.
You got it, big guy. Talk to you tomorrow for sure.
Mike Max on WCCO. That's your sports, traffic, and weather coming up next. It's traffic, it's weather, and it is Together, Son of a Gun, here at 8:48. 8 in just a second. But before we do that, I want to get a business update. I want to head over to Patrick Raykamp because I want him to tell us from Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal why this is a great state. Patrick?
Good morning. There aren't many better places to be than Minnesota, according to the U.S. News and World Report's annual ranking of the United States. The magazine ranked Minnesota number 3 overall in its third annual survey of state rankings published today. The report evaluates how all 50 states are serving residents in 71 metrics across 8 categories. Those are healthcare, education, economy, infrastructure, opportunity, fiscal stability, crime, and environment. Minnesota was bested only by Washington and New Hampshire. Utah and Vermont rounded out the top 5. Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana were at the bottom of the list. Minnesota didn't lead in any category, but was ranked in the top 3 states for opportunity and environment. Minnesota also scored well on infrastructure metrics. And it had no truly weak areas. The state's worst-performing metric was on fiscal stability, where we ranked number 25. For more on that story and other local business news, log on to mspbj.com. I'm Patrick Raykamp for the Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal.
Brought to you by APA Medical. Not much. Sunshine, 70 today. Tonight, clear, 50. Tomorrow, sunny. High near 77. Light winds that whole time. Maybe some rain Thursday, but also Thursday, mid-80s. It's 55 right now, sunny at WCCO. Southeast winds are at 3. Good morning. It is 8:52. Dave Lee here on the Morning News. Great to have you with this morning. A great morning if you started off with us. Artisan Hearth Rustic White Bread from the Bakers of Village Hearth. They are very proud of this. Just introduced it. I mean, this is you're going to see a nice thick piece of bread when you buy this stuff. Artisan Hearth Rustic Country White Bread. The reaction from you out there in CCLN has been great. Toasted or untoasted, doesn't matter. But what a compliment to your favorite sandwich. Look for it when you look for the Artisan Hearth products. Now they've added another one to that, the Rustic White Bread. The other thing I would mention, because I bet you a lot of you will be on the grill this afternoon, like I'm sure I probably will be tonight when I get home, and that means Pennsylvania Dutch Rolls are going to be rolling out for the brats and for the burgers. And it just they're flavorful. They're great buns. They're just like homemade. That's what they do at Country Hearth and Village Hearth every day. They make stuff we like. We've all grown up with it. But you haven't tried these two new products, the Rustic White Bread or the Pennsylvania Dutch Rolls, seriously, you got to give that a shot, whatever you want to put on there, but it is good. The Artisan Hearth lineup is very cool. What you can do is go to the store today and see that whole thing, matter of fact. The other part I would suggest, too, at some point, run to their website and look at all the recipes in Holly's Recipe Center. There's some neat little things you can do there real quick. Doesn't take much time, and away you go. You've got some wonderful recipes. Remember, it's an appetizer, main course, even a dessert. Yep, with the Country Hearth products. Country Hearth and Village Hearth, always baking their best just for you and me. Wixon Jewelry Time Check, 8:54. Dave Lee here. This is the morning news. As Minnesota's only full-service jewelry store, Wixon Jewelers offers a variety of watch repair jewelry services, all completed in-house. Just a reminder, this weekend I was over at Winefest for the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital, and we'll have another event coming up August 9th. It's called Our Backyard Bash. It's lawn bowling over at Brookview, where they've done just a superb job of making this gosh a premier spot. And last year we started doing it outside. We've been doing it inside for many, many years, and it was a blast. What a kick. We're going to do it in the morning on a Friday, and we'd love to have you sign up. All you have to do is just go to give Anna a call here at WC Show sometime today. Say, Anna, Dave was talking about you. I want to see how much it is to get a team in there, and it's all for a great cause, so I hope you can join us. But it really is a blast, and we had a day like this last year, too, which was just even better. But you're not going to believe that setup over there. Okay, it is 8:55, and a couple of things I want to bring up. Jimmy, just a follow-up from our listeners on your yard, your parents' yard. You can mow new sod if it's rooted in. Reach down, grab the grass, and give it a tug. If you can't pull it loose, you can mow it. Only ever mow the top third, though. Actually, that's true of all your lawn.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, so it's probably not ready to be mowed. I think you did the right thing laying
yes.
off it yesterday.
For once, I made the right decision.
But raise the mower, man. You don't want to cut that stuff too slow or low. Do you? Am I a time hammer? It's just starting here. Huh?
Good place to go.
Oh, yeah. I have to be down at that seminar here in a few minutes. That's going to be a good one. Women in the Boardroom. You'll hear Thursday night here on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.